A live look inside Everbank Field, where a handful of new Jaguars will be playing in the 2016 season. The 2016 NFL Draft is complete. And this is the Wrap Show on Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, John Osier, Brian Sexton. We're right outside the draft room at Everbank Field. The draft is complete. Pretty darn successful, it looks like, too.
Well, and it's hard to believe we're already here at the end because so much has happened. I've covered 22 of these, and I don't know that I've ever covered one that went so strangely at the beginning, sort of watching the guy slide, Miles Jack, that you knew they were interested in, wondering if maybe they'd pick him, and then they actually do, and then it maybe changes the whole dynamic of this build, of this franchise going forward. It's a monumental weekend to me, Brian.
This is my 22nd as well, and I can think of one, and that was 96, when they drafted Kevin Hardy, who they knew was a stud linebacker, and they had been contemplating Tony Brackens, and a lot of people had Brack as a top five player that year, and inexplicably, he dropped into the second round and they got him. And not coincidentally, it was the reason why the Jaguars were able to become a successful franchise. Those players, and Aaron Beasley in the third round, and if you want to link Yannick Ngakoue to this as well,
they got
three guys that they could really build on and over the next couple of years count on. And I think that's what happened Thursday and Friday, and we'll find out about today.
As is tradition, Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell speak at the end of every draft, and as you would expect, they're pretty happy with the results.
Everybody feels good today and tomorrow, but the truth of the matter is it's all just on paper, and they have to come together as a team. Like I said, we have a great coaching staff. I think our personnel staff did a great job of identifying players that fit what we like to do. Our goal was to affect the passing game, and we did that really on both sides of the ball. But all the guys and to get faster, younger, more athletic, and to help us on third down. And I think every player we took, we had that in mind, some way, some shape, or form. That come third and 13, in the next couple of years, hopefully they make a difference.
I think that we've really improved our roster through free agency and the draft, especially on the defensive side. I think we have strong competition. I think we have, 12 corners, something like that. So that's going to be great competition there in the D-line room. Great competition there, linebacker, with the addition of Miles, and we'll see what happens in free agency. So I think that's a big part of it, and we feel like out of that group of guys, that competition, that some guys will really rise to the top.
Let's get into the picks. We'll start off with what was an incredible twist in the opening round of this 2016 draft. Quarterbacks go 1 and 2. Joey Bosa, surprise a little bit, goes third to the Chargers. The Cowboys had really the swing pick in the top five. They took Ezekiel Elliott, the running back. That set up Jalen Ramsey at number five, the cornerback from Florida State. He's happy with how it all worked out to get to Jacksonville.
I didn't know where I would end up going into last night. I wasn't putting anything past any teams. I was expecting trades to happen. I was expecting a lot of things to happen. And it just so happened that I fell into the perfect position.
All right, guys. Well, Jalen Ramsey, the number five pick. A lot of folks felt he was not going to be available at five, but somehow fell that far.
Well, it's funny, Brian. You talk about how quickly and how much happens in this day. I'd almost forgotten we picked Jalen Ramsey. Right?
Right.
I mean, and
seems like a long time
ago. I mean,
ago.
Sarcastic there, but there's been so much emphasis on Miles Jack.
Right.
That this is a guy who is a top five player, Jalen Ramsey, who many thought was the best player in the draft. And it took a strange turn for Dallas to take a running back for him to get here. So when you talk about franchise-changing guys, this is what this guy is. Impressive. I had a chance to talk to him yesterday. He seems to be the whole package, which is what you have to have when you're in the top five.
Well, when the Chargers took Bosa, I thought this could happen because I had the sense, like a lot of people do, that Jerry Jones was going to do what Jerry Jones does and pull that surprise pick with Ezekiel Elliott. So when he got there, I was I couldn't believe it. I don't watch a lot of football on Saturdays. I don't watch a lot of college football until we get this time of the year. So the first time I got a real close look at Jalen Ramsey was when you and I were in Tallahassee for his pro day. And I was blown away by his length, by his quickness, by his change of direction, by his poise, by his leaping ability. When I thought we had the chance to see him in a Jaguars uniform, I thought this couldn't turn out any better.
Yeah, you're looking at Todd Walsh. He may not stop smiling until, like, training camp at this point. I mean, obviously very happy. With Jalen Ramsey, you never know if a guy is going to make it or not in the NFL. But if he doesn't make it, it's not because he doesn't have everything to allow him to make it. An incredible physical specimen. I've been to a lot of pro days, and I've told the story a couple of times. I've been to very impressive pro days, but rarely do you see a guy who jumps out athletically like that to the naked eye where you just say, wow, this guy's something.
The only complaint I've heard about Jalen Ramsey is that he didn't have a lot of interceptions. He didn't catch a lot of balls. If he did, he would have been a wide receiver with that body.
Right.
So he's a defensive back. As long as the other guy doesn't catch it, I don't care.
I feel the same way.
There are not many people around the National Football League that would have even imagined that you would get Ramsey and then get Miles Jack. That's what happened for the Jaguars. They thought they might, if they traded back in that first round, have a chance at Jack in the middle picks of that first round. That didn't happen. His slide continued out of the first round. The Jaguars made the trade up to number 36 with the Ravens and selected Miles Jack, and it's a place, Jacksonville, all along that Jack wanted to be.
If I could choose a place to come, it would be Jacksonville, just with the, really just starting with the head man, Gus Bradley. He's an honorable man. Me and him connected really quick. I felt like, you know, I could trust him in everything, and just where the program is heading, I felt like it was a great place to be a part of.
Well, Miles Jack claims the knee is fine. He's ready to go, he says, and you got two of the top athletes in this draft.
Well, and I wrote today on Jaguars.com, which I'm sure you guys both enjoy the story. There's plenty of time to talk about Miles Jack as a football player, about the knee, about what's going to happen. We've got the rest of his career to do that. What was cool today was to see this kid here smiling, to get to enjoy the moment, to get to enjoy what he had earned and thought he was going to get. And to see him go through what he went through on Thursday night, to see him here smiling, to get that introductory moment, I believe him. I think this is where he wanted to be, and I truly think that for him, this was a happy ending.
Two things. I was on the Play 60 field with him in Chicago and watched him just jump up and down and get his knees as high as he could and land, and I kept thinking, ooh, hold on.
Right.
But he kept doing it over and over and over. So if the dunking, the basketball video did not impress you, let me tell you, he impressed me on Wednesday morning in Chicago. The second thing is, how many times, John, over the last 4 or 5 years, have we talked about the Jaguars defense being victimized by a tight end?
Sure.
By a mismatch in that role. Now they've got a guy who can take anybody in the league and cover him. This is a guy the Jaguars needed, and amazingly, this is the guy the Jaguars got. Two of the best three defensive players in this entire draft coming to Jacksonville. You talk about upgrading the defense, they overhauled it with those two guys.
But Brian doesn't tell you that he was jumping up and down right beside
right
him.
Right beside him. Not quite as high.
Yeah. No.
Worst case scenario for Miles Jack, even if he does, you know, I don't know what his role is going to be next year, but if you just put him on a tight end and tell him to go chase that guy, then you're better on defense than you were last year.
The Jaguars wrapped up Friday in the third round. Yannick Ngakoue, the 69th overall pick, and they actually worked him out the week of the draft up at Maryland and liked this guy a lot, backing up Dante Fowler, maybe competing for that spot, a couple guys that will be on the field at the same time as an edge rusher.
Well, and Dave Caldwell just talked about this, or maybe Gus. It all runs together at this point. They like him as an edge rusher very much, but they think that he has more than that. And athletically, at this point, if he's a good edge rusher and can chase the quarterback, they need that. And I just think this was one that fell to him. They had to go that route at that point. Once you had gone Jack and Ramsey, you had to address rusher. And I think this guy fell to them, and a guy they like. It was a pick to me that made a lot of sense at that point.
Don't know a whole lot about him. He came in, and I noticed when I sat with him last month that he reminded me physically of Robert Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 6'2", 250. And then when I did go and watch a little bit of film on him, I saw a guy that beat Jack Conklin from Michigan State and Taylor Decker from Ohio State. 13.5 sacks in the Big Ten Conference. Enough said, just put his hand in the ground right now and develop the other linebacker skills.
He's bigger coming out than Robert was when he was young. And Robert took about a year to develop. It doesn't look to me like he will need as much time to develop as Mathis did coming from a smaller school.
So a guy at each level of the defense the first three rounds. Then it came to Saturday. Time for some depth. Sheldon Day in the fourth round out of Notre Dame, the defensive tackle. Tyrone Holmes out of Montana, another defensive end in the sixth round. Jonathan Woodard, the seventh round defensive end out of Central Arkansas. And yes, an offensive player too. Brandon Allen in the sixth round out of Arkansas is the quarterback. So a defensive theme throughout. We thought that going in certainly was the case on Sunday when they went for the depth.
You know, I have 14 names on my list of guys in the defensive line room. And six of those are new this year. So you want to talk about upgrading the competition. And Todd Walsh was out here at one point and he said, man, did it get a whole lot more edgy in that room. So you have really raised the level of competition. You know, you thought you did it anyway when you brought in Malik Jackson to compete with Cindric Marks, who had been your signature defensive lineman. Now you throw Dante Fowler in there, and you throw Yannick Ngakoue in there with Malik Jackson. Sheldon Day is that guy, put his hand on the ground, that up-the-field guy to compete with Michael Bennett. They seem to be the same three-technique guy. Boy, did you... You got a lot of competition.
Well, they talk so much about wanting to be able to play in waves on the defensive front. And they also talk about needing to be good interior, strong up the middle. They did both. And you do get a feeling from this group now that it is a group that doesn't have to play specific roles. Dante Fowler doesn't have to line up on the edge, and Cindric Marks doesn't have to line up right here. A lot of guys can move around to different positions. I'm really intrigued by the Notre Dame kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm drawing a blank because my mind is a buzz.
Sheldon Day.
He looked to me like a guy who can come in. Everybody's going to talk about Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey out of this class. But if one of these other guys steps up and is a starter, frontline guy, then it's all of a sudden an amazing class. Maybe Day's that kind of guy. All-American, very productive. Defensive tackle class was so deep that it's not absurd to think you could get a guy in the fourth round at that position and have him be an impact guy. So very interesting to watch how these top four or five guys play out.
Well, and people are going to look at linebacker and say, did you get enough of him? I just want to put this thought out there. Both Ngakoue and Holmes are guys who can play Leo.
Sure.
And Otto. So they can play both spots. They may have to learn them, but they can do both over time. So the Jaguars really did add a bunch in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, I was surprised at the linebacker thing too, but sure. I'm always surprised.
Quickly, before we get out of here, how much better are the Jaguars today?
Well, it's funny. Listening to Dave Caldwell, he kind of downplayed it a little bit. He was a little more subdued than I think maybe fans expected because that's his job. He knows these guys have to come together. He knows every team in the league is happy on draft night. I don't know how much they got better day one because rookies still need time to come in and make just huge impact. But for foundation of this franchise better, for week five and six better, you don't add talent like Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack and not think you're better.
They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they're more athletic. That much we know, and from that perspective alone, that gives them a much greater opportunity to go from 29th to 15th or 14th or somewhere in the middle of the pack. If these guys come in and play above the expectations of rookies, they could go higher than that.
But that's all they need to do defensively. You know, they don't need to be the 85 Bears next year.
Oh, no.
But they have added, as you said, Brian, they had to get faster. I don't think anymore that this team will scare fans on third down. And that's what you had to get through, and that's the key.
That's the number. They were 32nd last year. With these guys, they should be able to be, what, 15th?
And then your offense can take over.
Absolutely.
And win the games.
Sounds like improvement to me. That'll do it for our coverage here on Jaguars.com. Plenty of folks to thank. The football side, of course, Dave Caldwell, the whole personnel and scouting staff for the access and the info, the coaching staff throughout the weeks leading up to the draft, and certainly the last 3 days here. Our digital media crew back in the studios, the guys helping us out here on set, Dave DeCandis, Joe Fortunato, Max Hockman, Patrick Cavanaugh.
Can I thank someone? I'd like to thank the waitress at Gino's East who made sure I got a piece of pizza before they closed late on Thursday night. I needed that piece of pizza. She got it for me. She's a winner. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. And thanks to you guys as well. Well done in Chicago earlier this week, and well done here also. John, always a pleasure.
JP, thank you, buddy.
Thanks to you for watching. We'll leave you now with some highlights from the 2016 NFL draft coverage on Jaguars.com. We're
with the fifth pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Jalen Ramsey.
You don't have to travel very far for your pro career.
Okay, I'll let you go start partying, okay?
What do you know about Duval?
And I kind of looked up, and he was on the phone, and I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to Jacksonville. Like, it was in my mind then. I was like, I'm going to Jacksonville.
It's been a long wait, but you're going to be the team you wanted to go to, brother. We're ready to roll. We're excited to make you a Jaguar.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Miles Jack, linebacker, UCLA.
That's cool.
Oh, no, I'm fired up, man. You don't know how excited we are to get you down here.
It's unbelievable that they may have gotten the two best defensive players in the draft.
Let's go down the hall. Dave Caldwell with the meeting.
There comes a point in time where we got to close the talent gap, and you're not going to do that without taking risks.
Thank you, man.
No, thank you. You earned it, buddy.
Yes, sir. Like he said when he was on the phone, he said, you sold me at your workout, and I just knew, like, there was no way they could have passed on me. So for them to pick me up, man, it's a good deal, man.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Yannick Ngakoue, defensive end, Maryland.
You ready to come to work? We're ready to put this pick in.
They've gotten a guy at every level of the defense. That's why Todd Wash is the happiest guy in the building.
I love to win. I hate to lose. And I just hope that when I come there, I can just help contribute to a winning.
With the 103rd pick of the 2016 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Sheldon Day, defensive tackle, Notre Dame.
Sheldon Day, this is Dave Caldwell with the Jacksonville Jaguars. How you doing?
It's good to have you on board.
This is a team that knows they have to fortify the defensive side, and they are looking for talent, and that's what Sheldon Day is.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Tyrone Holmes, defensive end, Montana. Go Jags!
Go Jags!
You ready to come to work? You ready to rush the quarterback?
The 181st overall selection is a defensive end, Tyrone Holmes, from Montana.
It is clearly a target. Let's keep getting better at the pass rush. If this guy works out, then we've got some.
All right, we'll get things set up. You're going to see your name called, big man, all right?
My Jacksonville Jaguars select Jonathan Woodard, defensive end, Central Arkansas.
We're not going to be able to fill all of our holes and our needs in one draft, and that's no different than the 31 other teams in the league. We still have holes, we still have needs, but we're narrowing the list.